And it looks as though there's no quick fix in sight to the Aer Lingus pilots' dispute. Yesterday's talks between their union, IALPA, and Aer Lingus management broke up without agreement, and the FORSA Disputes Committee meets today to consider further action. Our business editor, Will Goodbody, can tell us more. So the bad news for passengers this morning, certain a weekend of disruption and the possibility of more to come, Will.
Yeah, certainly the dispute doesn't appear to be any closer to being resolved, Áine, that's for sure. And arguably the two sides are further apart than they were when I spoke to you at this time yesterday. So first and foremost, the industrial action by pilots at Aer Lingus, who are members of IALPA, which began on Wednesday, that continues today. That, as we know, involves an indefinite worked rule and also plans for an 8-hour work stoppage on Saturday. And flights remain cancelled as a result every day up to next Tuesday, some 270 in total. But the expectation is at this point that there will be more to come. Aer Lingus said yesterday that it was now looking at Wednesday, Thursday and Friday of next week to figure out what action it needs to take around them. So perhaps we'll get an update on that today. And as well, then the strike on Saturday, as well as the strike on Saturday, we're now looking at the strong possibility of a further work stoppage in a week's time or beyond. And that's because following the breakdown of yesterday's talks, IALPA accused Aer Lingus of escalating the dispute and indicated it therefore would consider doing the same. And so last evening, the executive of IALPA met and decided to ask the union's disputes committee to meet today. And it's recommended to it that it give the go-ahead for a further work stoppage over the coming days that would likely be longer in duration than Saturday's planned action. Now, given that the union would have to give a week's notice before striking again, that's unlikely to happen before Friday of next week at the earliest. But the strong likelihood appears to be that a further work stoppage will go ahead, and that coupled with the ongoing work to rule over the week and the strike over the weekend and into next week probably, all of that adds up to a lot of uncertainty for passengers and the airline.
And in terms of the talks that took place yesterday, we know they broke up without agreement, Will, but was there any progress made at all on that substantial issue of pay?
Well, certainly it was positive that the two sides met face to face without mediation being involved, and that they managed to get or to keep it going for around 5 hours. Beyond that, there seems to have been very little positive to have come from the meeting. When IALPA representatives came out just after lunch yesterday, they were annoyed that they had offered a concession to Aer Lingus by reducing the level of the pilot's pay claim. They now think that the gap between what they are looking for and what the company is willing to give would cost just 5 million euro a year, and that's not a large amount of money for a business that made a profit of 225 million euro last year. But they felt that the goodwill that they had shown in moving on their pay demand was not reciprocated in any meaningful way by the airline, because it stuck to its stance of seeking productivity and flexibility changes in return for the pay rise that the union is seeking. And the pilots also argued that Aer Lingus had escalated the situation in a couple of ways, including by telling them that they now wanted to review all the collective agreements that had been struck over the years. And then on the Aer Lingus side, there was continued frustration that IALPA just won't engage on the issue of flexibility and productivity changes because it said it didn't have a mandate from its members to do so. Indeed, Aer Lingus went so far as to suggest that the pilots, while on strike on Saturday, should use the opportunity to get together to vote to extend their negotiators' mandate to include productivity and flexibility so that the talks could move forward. And it was also the airline's view that the concession on pay that was made by the union had been minimal at best, and that the pay claim still remains over 22%. And then last night, after it emerged that another strike had been proposed, Aer Lingus also said it would be entirely inappropriate for the union to pursue a further work stoppage because the Labour Court had asked both sides not to do anything to escalate the dispute. So you can see, I think, that there still remains huge bones of contention and a massive gulf between the two parties. And right now it's very hard to see from where a resolution might come.
So a lot of people with holiday plans getting disrupted in the next few days. Will, thank you for that. That's our business editor, Will Goodbody. 26 minutes past seven.